Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
And this morning we are joined by a special guest, Alicia, the Community Awareness Officer at Headspace in Berry. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've got you in for a very good reason. Tomorrow, the Riverlands' first Pride March.
Yeah, we're pretty excited.
Also, it is Wear It Purple Day.
It is Wear It Purple Day, and that's why we're having it tomorrow to coincide with Wear It Purple Day.
Pride is obviously really important, and acceptance is really important anywhere in the world. What brought the event to the Riverland? Why is it so important to have one here?
Yeah, great question. So at Headspace Berry, we have a wonderful group called the Hero Group, which is a group of young people aged 16 to 25. And it was actually a request from them. So they were looking around at their community and some of their experiences and going, we actually would really like an event to help celebrate and show support for young LGBTQI plus people in our community. So that's actually where it came from. And so then for me as the Community Awareness Officer, it's like, how do I bring this vision that they've got to life?
That's fantastic.
And do you feel like Headspace is important as to work in conjunction with something like this? Obviously, 2021 is a very different world to what it was, you know, 10, 20, 50 years ago. Where is your important stance in that now as Headspace?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, most people know Headspace through our role with counselling. So we obviously do one-on-one clinical support for young people with mental health. But we actually also offer other services around physical health and sexual health, as well as groups and events. So something like Pride March is actually part of our work. It's mm-hmm. part of our community awareness work to make sure that the community that we live in is one that's safe, supportive, nurturing and welcoming for young people here that live here. So for us, it's actually a really key part of our work. And actually, we know, unfortunately, that for young LGBTQI plus people, that they do have higher rates of depression, anxiety and other mental health challenges. And it's partly because of stigma and discrimination. So something like Pride March is an opportunity to say, we do love you, we do support you, our community will take care of you.
So how does the event actually run from tomorrow? How are people getting out there and kicking it off?
Good question. So if you want to attend but you haven't already registered, please do register, especially because of COVID. We do need to keep track of numbers mm-hmm. and make sure it's safe. So the way it's going to run tomorrow is it's a community walk along the Berry Riverfront. We're going to be kicking off just near the special place for Jimmy James, which if you don't know where that is, it's just down near the Berry Caravan Park, and it's actually a beautiful contemplative space that we encourage people to check out anyway. Mm-hmm. But we'll be kicking off the walk from there, so people can arrive from about 4 o'clock. We're going to start the walk at 4:30. But if you arrive at 4, QR check-in, have a chat. We'll have a photographer on hand to get some fabulous photos. Then we'll be walking along the riverfront and ending the walk under the Berry Bridge in front of the beautiful mural there and just having some really quick speeches and a special performance by one of our young people. So it's really actually quick, short, sharp and shiny, but we do encourage people to come dressed in purple for Wear It Purple Day mm-hmm. or Headspace Green. Or if you really want to get fabulous, a rainbow-themed costume.
And hey, it's the first one, so it's all up from here.
Exactly.
Well, Alicia, look, thank you for joining us on the show this morning. This is a very important event. I'm excited for it, and go Riverland.